paid
260 euros for a pair of Crocs, man.
Those shoes pretty much broke my foot.
It's only going downhill from here.
What up, guys? This is Josh.
And this is Fobs. And this is the Kickback Pod.
Hey, what's up, fam? Welcome back to the Kickback Pod. We are here once again, JD and Fobs, back at it again in 2023. And this year, this episode is going to be all about our New Year's resolutions. We did a similar episode last year, so this year we're going to be following up, see if we actually stuck with our resolutions, because in my case, I don't think I did. But we're going to be talking about that, and we're going to be talking about some of the new resolutions we have in 2023. I guess we should title this episode 2020 Me.
Oh, right? That's a good one. First of all, what up, everyone? Glad to be here. And does anyone else feel like, I mean, I feel like this every year, but 2023 is just a strange year to me. It's so futuristic. Like, I still think that 2007 was 5 years ago, for example. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I feel you. I feel you. I saw a post the other day saying like, I don't want to see... It was something about sneakers, and it was like, real sneakerheads have shoes that are more than 5 years old, right? And I looked at my collection, and I'm like, oh yeah, wait, I have the Off-White Prestos. And like, I feel like I literally got that last year. You know?
Yeah.
And that shoe is actually like, it's close to what, like 6 years old this year? Like, that's insane. That shoe is 6 years old, man.
It's wild. Like, I'll look at shoes and I'll be like, oh damn, I haven't worn this in a while. And then like, oh, when did I get this? Ages ago. And it really makes you start to feel a little bit old, which is crazy because we're not
definitely
that
old. No, we're not that old, but man, it's weird. This year, I've started to feel old, especially I've been talking to my friends about how I recently got engaged, and from like a relationship point of view, like nothing's changed, you know, like between me and my girlfriend, like our day-to-day life, literally nothing has changed. But for some reason, I feel so much older, wiser, mature ever since proposing to my girlfriend. I don't know what it is. It's like you mentally tick off a box in your head, you know, like you got that done, and now you're actually becoming an adult. It's kind of weird, man.
It's like a societal construct, you know, like you said, nothing actually changes, but the way that society perceives you, or your place in society has changed, and therefore you perceive yourself differently, even though really nothing has actually changed.
Yeah, right. Yeah, but it's interesting, man. But
definitely.
I know you're getting ready to go to Asia soon. You're leaving, I believe, in February. How's that going? How's the trip planning going?
Oh, man. I mean, planning any trip for 2.5 months is a lot of stress because you have to, you know, tie things up, tie up loose ends at work, at home, sublet the apartment, clean the apartment, make sure, you know, all your plants are taken care of whilst you're gone, all that kind of stuff. But then you add in a baby and there's so much more you need to plan. Can you buy diapers? I mean, obviously you can buy diapers in Asia and in Thailand and wherever we're going, but like, can you buy the right kind of diapers? Can you buy the right kind of creams? Can you buy the right kind of this?
My God.
And so I feel like we've got 70 kilos between the three of us that we can take back in terms of luggage, right? And I feel like at least half of that is going to be stuff for my kid, like toys, clothes, bottles, accessories, like just stuff you need with a kid, like a car seat, a baby car seat. So it's definitely a different kind of trip planning, and it's not easy, but having a really good to-do list app or something like that where you can share it with your, you know, significant other, family, friends, whoever you're planning with, definitely eases the burden. But it's not easy. Also, you know, you have to buy stuff like medicine, just in case, insurance, you know, just in case. So there's a lot of stuff to think about that you probably wouldn't think about when you're 20, 21, 22, flying to Asia for a few months, backpacking. You'd be like, yeah, fuck it. If I get sick, I get sick, right? You can't do that when you have a kid.
Wow. So that must be like your first real, like, oh my God, I am a parent moment.
Oh, I mean, there's been a lot of, oh shit, I'm a parent moments in the last few months, but this one is definitely the one that takes the most planning. I'm generally more of a spontaneous guy anyway. My wife is the one who likes to plan ahead and has like to-do lists and all that kind of stuff. And I'm more like, yeah, we'll figure it out. I'm sure we'll figure it out. You know, we can do this, we can do that, whatever. But with a kid, of course, it's 1,000 times better to plan ahead. And so it goes against my nature a little bit. So that's probably the hardest thing for me. Not the actual doing things, but like going against what I usually would do.
Well, I'm still, despite all the how hectic it sounds, planning your trip, I'm still extremely jealous because I definitely have a case of the January. The January blues right now, man. Ever since getting back from Canada, back to Berlin, every day seeing this gray sky. It's been nonstop gray skies for the last 2 weeks. And it's just been getting me in the dumps, man. I'm like, I don't want to get out of bed. I'm like, it's so dark and gloomy. I don't feel like working. I don't feel like doing anything. And like, I wish I could go to a sunny place right now. So super jealous about going to Thailand.
I'm pretty sure I've said it before on this podcast. I've definitely said it before to anyone I talk to about winter in Berlin. I mean, Berlin is two cities. It's one city in the summer and it's another in the winter. And I used to think that January blues or like winter depression was bullshit and just stuff that people made up, right? Because they were feeling bad and they wanted to blame the weather. But moving to Berlin for the first time, I was like, you know what? I do actually understand wintertime depression. Because when you don't see the sun for 2 weeks, and it doesn't even have to be raining. I mean, it's been raining here for the last couple of weeks and it's been terrible. But like, even if it's not raining, if you don't see the sun for 2 straight weeks, that takes a toll on anybody. So I'm right there with you. I feel you. And I hope that the weather gets better. Although February in Berlin is not that great either.
Thanks, man. Thanks for the warning, man. Appreciate it.
I mean, you know, you've been here long enough, but what have you been doing to combat that?
I have been, so since it is a new year, I've kind of, you know, looked at everything I own, including my sneaker collection, and I'm like, I need to start getting rid of some of this stuff, you know? Like, I don't see myself needing these many sneakers this year, and we'll get to that a little bit later. But I have been kind of getting rid of my sneakers. So some of my sneakers in my own collection, I've been putting some up for sale. I've been kind of using like a color approach to it. So I'm like, okay, I got too many yellow sneakers. So I've been like getting rid of a lot of my yellow shoes. And then I'm like, yeah, I got too many purple. I got too many green, you know? So I've used that approach. I don't know what's like, if you were going to like purge your whole sneaker collection and you know, bring it down from, let's say, 50 to 30, like, what would be your approach? Because I've been using just strictly, like, I've got too many of this color, I'm going to get rid of it. So that's what I've been doing.
I mean, that's a good way to go about it, right? I would probably narrow that down too and go with different types of styles, right? Because, I don't know, like, a blue Air Force One is very different to a blue Nike Air Max 97, for example, right? Or an ASICS Gel Light 3 in green can be very, very different to an Air Force One or
Jound greens.
Exactly. And so I would go into like types. How many like sporty vintage running shoes do I have? How many bulky shoes do I have? How many sleek shoes do I have? And then try and like cluster them in these groups. I guess it's a hard question because I would have to get down to 50 before I can even think about getting down to 30. And that's wild to me because I always thought that 50 was like a good number as like a big sneaker collection. Because 50 is a fuck ton of shoes, let's be real, right? Like we are freaks. We are weird people with so many shoes. But you get you collect so many so quickly that sometimes like you're at 35 1 year and you're like, okay, you know what? Like I want to build it out to 50. And then suddenly you're sitting on 85, 90 and you're like, shit, man, I'm way over 50. And then you're like, okay, fine, I'm going to cut down this year. And then you sell a few, but you buy even more than you sell. And then suddenly you're sitting at 110 and you have no idea what to do.
I feel you, man.
Which is where I'm at right now. So, I I feel your pain. I feel your struggle. And I mean, I think you've been pretty good with the one in, one out, especially for your personal collection, right? Because you say, you know, you've got your personal collection, but then you've also got your collection or the stuff you buy to make content with, and then you sell it again, and you sell to buy, stuff like that. Which I think is totally fair to separate those two, right? So like, I would say at any given moment, you have more than 50 shoes, but 50 shoes that you wear, you have, right?
Yeah, definitely. Well, that was the target. The target has always been, I'm going to keep it at around 50 because I just picked that number arbitrarily. I'm like, that's, I'm still a sneakerhead. So 20 is too little for me. 30 is too little for me. I just settled on 50, but I've noticed that it's definitely gone past 50 at this point. Like, I think I must have maybe 65, maybe 70 at this point. And my goal right now is to bring it back down to 50. So I'm starting to do that. It's going good so far. I got rid of my Lightning 4s recently, which was tough because I really love that pair. But once again, I just had too many yellow shoes, so I had to get rid of that. But let's move on with the episode. So our listener of the week, shout out to @KicksAndFits. Great name.
Fits with, Kicks and Fits with three Zs. Fits.
Fits, yes, Kicks and Fits. He must have a lot of fits. So shout out to Kicks and Fits, man. Let's get into what we have been wearing. I'll go first. So I have been falling in love once again with my Mocha Jordan 1s. And I've realized I say the same thing every year. Every time it's fall, winter time, I keep bringing the sneaker back out. It doesn't help also that I recently purchased a brown North Face puffer jacket, which has been pretty much my daily jacket in the winter. And there really isn't a pair of shoes in my whole collection that looks better with that jacket than my Mocha ones. So I've been constantly wearing my Mocha ones pretty much all the time. I still think it has some of the worst leather ever on a Jordan 1. Leather is so bad that my shoes still don't feel like it's broken in. Like every time I wear those, I still feel like I'm getting blisters or something on my feet. So it's not, that's not changing, but that's not stopping me either from rocking them. So the Mocha ones, heavy rotation. Also, something I've been rocking recently is the Vans Notra collab. So I'm talking specifically of that brown pair. I'm not sure if that was also called the Mocha colorway or the chocolate colorway, not sure. But once again, similar story. Goes great with my North Face jacket, so I've been rocking that a lot. Of course, I'm really into the earth tone colors, as you guys know. And finally, can't get enough of this pair, the Nike Zoom Vomeros. Specifically, that first colorway, the oatmeal colorway, which... So I bought those sneakers at full price from the Nike website. I didn't wear them for the first couple of weeks. Then I saw that Luisa Via Roma, an Italian retailer, they were doing 40% off their entire website. So that was including the Vomeros. So I ended up paying 97 euros for those Vomeros. I returned my Nike pair, and I couldn't be happier because I love that pair. So comfortable. In my opinion, the most comfortable Nike shoe. You guys have heard it here before. President of the Vomero fan club is your boy JD Kicks. And I've been rocking that. I can't wait for more colorways to drop. What about you, man? What have you been wearing?
So, I mean, we spoke about how shit the weather has been, and there is no better sneaker to wear than a pair of Salomons because they're just made for the outdoors. They're made for inclement weather. And so I've been dabbling in the Hidden New York Salomon XT4, which admittedly is probably not the best colorway to wear when it's outside wet and muddy because there is a lot of white on it. But I feel like if you, you know, spray them with the water repellent stuff and you wear them responsibly in the rain, then you can get away with it. Give them a nice wipe down when you're done and they'll look just like new. So I've been wearing those and they're super comfortable. I'm still kind of torn on the collaboration because it was quite a hyped release and like very like hype beastie in a way. But I love the green. They match a lot of my wardrobe. I have a lot of green in my wardrobe, a lot of green in my house actually, which now that I'm thinking about it, I wonder if that's like one of those things where like I'll look back at it in 15, 20 years and be like, damn man, I totally fell for that color trend. But I mean, I like it. It looks good now.
Is it a trend?
Green is a massive trend.
I think both of us, yeah, but I feel like I genuinely love green though. It's not even a trend. No, I was loving green before it became a trend.
I think green is like one of those things that was like super hyped over the last couple of years. You had the Bottega green, right, which was massively hyped. But green benefits from the fact that it's an earthy tone, right? Because it's plants, it's nature. And so green will never really be out of style. But the popularity that it had the last few years was definitely above average for the color, I would say, if I want to get super nerdy about color popularity. But you're right. It's something that might survive a little bit better than, I don't know, like a really bright yellow or a bright pink or a neon green or something like that, right? So I'm hoping that I don't look back on it with regret. At the moment, I'm enjoying it, and that's why I was wearing the Hidden New York Solomons.
Speaking of Solomons, have you noticed that this year Salomon is bringing back three of their most iconic colorways of the XT6s? And they're actually already out in stores. I noticed VU Store has them on sale already. And that was like, you know, that kangaroo colorway of the XT6, which was like one of the most hyped colorways ever. And also the one that was just like all gray. I believe it was called a Phantom colorway. It's just like all gray with your, you know, those squiggly lines that you have on XT6s. And it's one of the most nicest, best looking colorways, cleanest looking colorways of the XT6. Those are already in stores right now. I'm excited to get them. I don't know if I want to pay full price for them because I already have some Solomons and 180 is quite a lot, but I'm waiting. Maybe some store has a sale or something, and then I'm definitely going to cop myself, especially that kangaroo colorway. So fire. I definitely need those.
Yeah, I've seen them. They're really nice. I just wasn't aware that they were like a re-release of old colorways, but definitely some very, very nice colorways out there. Speaking of picking things up, though, JD, what have you picked up recently?
So when I got back from Toronto, I did, you know, go pick up the mail, and I did have quite a few boxes. If you guys know how things work in Germany, I didn't have the boxes. My neighbors did. So I had to literally go from like door to door, look at the tracking and be like, oh, which neighbor has this pair? You know, I had to go all over my building picking up different boxes from different neighbors, collected all of them and opened them up. And yeah, quite a few pickups while I was away. First of all, my man Drizzy Drake, champagne lover boy, he dropped the Air Force Ones. And they're nice. They're pretty weak in terms of a collab, in my opinion, especially because I heard that there were little hearts on the shoe. For some reason, I assumed that the holes on the toe box were hearts, but they're actually just normal holes, and the hearts are actually on the outsole of the sneaker, so you don't even notice them. And it just looks like a white pair of Air Force Ones. It's a really nice leather quality, but in my opinion, pretty weak for a collab. But you know what? I'm always going to support Toronto's finest. I'm always going to support Drake. So I still like the shoes. I did get them in my size. Shout out to Foot District for that W. And pretty happy with them, I guess. I don't even own a pair of white Air Force Ones in my collection. So kind of nice to finally have a pair with pretty nice leather quality as well. Another pickup was the Kith ASICS EX89, which, wow, having these in hand, these are so nice, so clean, perfect everyday type of shoe. I think it's like Kith's version of a New Balance 550. Oh, sorry, ASICS's version of a New Balance 550, because we've always known ASICS as the brand that has mainly 90s type of runner type of sneakers, Gel Kayanos, Gel Light 3s. And I mean, not everyone likes to wear sneakers like those. I mean, a lot of people do, of course, but I personally wouldn't call them everyday sneakers. It's for a certain type of look. Whereas these Kith ASICS EX89, this for me is definitely an everyday type of shoe. You can throw them on with any type of outfit. And I think ASICS knows that. So there's a lot more colorways supposed to drop this year. The first group of colorways was this Kith pack. Out of the pack, I really wanted the orange colorway, but I only managed to get this, I guess, New York Knicks colorway, which is like white with some hits of blue and orange in there. Really nice leather quality, nice hits of cream as well. Yeah, big fan of these. And also a bonus about these shoes is that they're insanely comfortable. They have ortholite insoles, and I find them personally a lot more comfortable than even a New Balance 550. The leather is a lot more forgiving. Yeah, big fan of these shoes, EX89s. Happy to get those finally. And the last pickup This one, pretty simple one. It's just the Stussy and Converse 1-star. The main reason why I got this shoe was because I noticed that even though I said at the start of this pod I have 65 or so pairs of shoes in my collection, surprisingly, I don't own a just simple pair of black sneakers. You know, like I was trying to throw on an outfit the other day and I'm like, oh, a black pair would look really good with this. And I realized I don't own any black sneakers in my whole collection. So I'm like, I saw this Stussy pair. I'm a big fan of Stussy as a brand. I own a lot of their clothing items and I'm always looking out for their latest drops. I like what they did. Very simple version of a Converse 1-star, a shoe that I've always been a big fan of. It definitely has a bit of that Vans aesthetic. And I thought this was a great collab, simple colorway, and it was only 100 euros as well. So definitely a bargain compared to most sneakers these days. So I copped those as well. Yeah, sorry. I feel like I was talking for a long time. But Fobs, over to you, man. Give me your pickups.
Well, before I get into my solitary pickup, I want to say Drake is definitely not Toronto's finest. He's Toronto's second finest. You, sir, are Toronto's finest. So...
I thought you were going to say The Weeknd or someone. I'm like, oh, we got a Weeknd fan here, but no.
The Weeknd is pretty dope too. No, but all joking aside, my pickup this week was actually a gifted pair from the homies at Soulbox. I got sent the Soulbox Bapesta B-Sides.
Oh, those are nice.
Oof, so, so nice. So thank you very much for those. I have the original pair as well. So I'm looking forward to, you know, wearing the mismatch, taking a look at the differences in the details. And I mean, as far as like made in Italy sneakers go, these are top-notch quality, super, super nice. And my favorite color, gray.
I know they're called the B-Sides, but I feel like they are a better looking colorway than the original. It's just, I find them a bit more wearable because it's mainly white, right? And there's just a little bit of gray compared to the original one, which was mainly gray.
Yeah.
So I actually like this pair better. Pretty high retail price though, man. 300 euros. I was like, damn, I like these shoes, but I don't know. That price is pretty high.
I mean, Bapesta's in general quite expensive in Europe, right? And then add the made in Italy plus collaboration aspect. So I can understand why they cost that much. But yes, it is a hefty price to pay for a pair of shoes.
Yeah, for sure. All right, let's get into the main topic of this week's episode, and that is, let's talk about some New Year's resolutions, man. Well, obviously, sneakers related. We're not going to get into, you know, I'm going to hit the gym more and all of that stuff. We're getting into our sneaker resolutions of 2023. But first, we got to look back at last year's episode, 2022. We talked about some of our own sneaker resolutions. Did we stick with them? Or were we just, you know, all talk, didn't do nothing? We just continued our old habits. Let's see. You want to go first?
For sure, I'll go first. So last year, I had two main sneaker-related New Year's resolutions. And the first one was that I would wear my shoes more often. And not the shoes that I always wear, but the shoes that I don't wear so often. Because as I was saying at the beginning of this episode, my collection has ballooned over the last few years and has gone beyond.
Wait, how many do you have now, do you think, in your personal collection?
I think, honestly, it's probably between 90 and 110, something like that.
Oh, damn, man. That's crazy.
I mean, that's not crazy compared to some people, but yes, it's crazy considering that I actually only want 50 pairs, right? So I've basically doubled my allowance, which means that I need to get rid of every second pair if I want to get down to where I originally wanted to get down to. But that has also led to me wearing, I'm a creature of habit. I've said this many times. I wear the same shoes over and over, or maybe the same five or six shoes that are ready to wear outside, you know, in the hallway. I'll slip those on because it's easy, it's quick, whatever. And I also wear insoles. And so each time that I change shoes, I have to change my insoles, which just adds another layer of not, I don't want to call it complexity, but just more effort, right? And we established before, I'm a pretty lazy guy. I'm not super proactive. So I tend to wear the same shoes over and over and over and over again, which is nice because those shoes get a lot of wear and, you know, I build a nice relationship with those shoes. And that sounds really weird to people that are not sneakerheads, but I assume that most people that listen to this podcast will understand what I'm saying. But in terms of how I did this year. I would say that I gave it a solid try, and I definitely wore more shoes in 2021 than I, in 2020 than I did in 2021. But I'm definitely not where I am.
I think you meant 2022.
Oh.
You said 2020.
Dude, everything post-corona is just one big mess. Okay, let me start again. I'm definitely wore more shoes in 2022 than I did in 2021, but I'm not where I want to be in terms of broadening my rotation. And I look at some people like Amadeus from Oshun, a great homie of mine. Then obviously you, both of you basically wear a different pair of shoes every day, or like at least every week you're wearing several pairs of shoes and you're not really repeating that often. And that's kind of what I had in mind when I had that resolution last year. And it's definitely, I would say if I had to grade myself on a scale of A to F, I'm probably at a solid C plus here, which is not great. So I definitely will take this on. I mean, we'll talk about this later, but I'm going to take this on to this year and try and improve that a little bit. So that was the first resolution that I had. Then the second one was that I wanted to go back and buy a grail that I had missed out on. I wanted to focus less on the releases of the year and in the moment, and buy something that, you know, I missed out on that I really, really wanted, and that might be a little bit expensive. And an example that I mentioned was the Off-White Air Jordan 4 and the ISPA Road Warriors, right? And I'm going to admit that that resolution was a complete fail. I mean, I definitely put in some bids for both shoes on StockX, but I just kept chickening out because the prices were ridiculous. And it didn't matter how many shoes I sold or how much birthday money I had or whatever, right? I just could not bring myself to spend over €1,000 on a pair of shoes that originally at retail cost 200, right? Or like the ISPA Warrior was a little bit more expensive. But so yeah, that was a complete fail. I definitely tried to, and I definitely moved on a couple of pairs that had been lying around and I hadn't worn in a while for, you know, decent sums, nothing crazy, like, you know, €300, €350, €400 here and there. And so I had the money to actually buy one of these pairs of shoes, but I did just chicken out because then I had the money and I was like, damn, there's so much shit that I could do with this. This is a trip to Italy, you know, this is a week's worth of hotel stays somewhere. This is all you can eat buffet every day for a month, you know? This is a lot of diapers. This is a lot of stuff for Lenny. And so basically what I'm trying to say is that it doesn't matter how much money you have. I mean, of course, if I was a millionaire, I probably wouldn't chicken out as much. But I think whether you sell a few pairs of shoes and then have your 15, 16, 1700 euros to spend, it's still going to be 16, 1700 euros to spend. And that's just a lot of money to part ways with for basically a shoe that you're just going to wear, right? So that's something that I definitely failed at. But I'm also not too mad about failing that that resolution, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I think I feel the same way when it comes to spending over $1,000 on a pair of shoes. I personally, you know what? I don't really care how nice the shoe is. Like, it could be, like, for example, last year I really wanted the Jordan 1 Low Reverse Mocha just because I'm such a fan of that shoe and I had the first two colorways. And that's the Reverse Mocha is a beautiful colorway, but I couldn't bring myself to spend €1,000 plus for that shoe, considering the retail was $160. Considering the cost to manufacture that shoe was probably $4 or less, I'm like, man, I'm not spending $1,000 on this. I'm just not, you know, like it's nice, but it's just not worth that price to me. And there really hasn't been a shoe I've seen in my life where I'm like, okay, I'm willing to spend over $1,000 on that shoe. So I get it, man. There's so many other things you can do with $1,000. You can, like you said, travel. You can buy a bunch of stuff for Lenny. Yeah, so I'm with you on that. I don't think you should give yourself too much, I don't know what the word I'm looking for is. Don't get too down on yourself for not fulfilling that resolution.
What about you? How'd you stack up to last year?
Oh, man. So I had three last year. So resolution number one, I don't even know why I said this, but I'm like, I'm going to make one sneaker TikTok every single day. I'm going to do 365 TikToks in 2022. That was a major flop. So I think I must have done like one TikTok a month if I look back at it. And I think the reason for it is because I really love TikTok. I really love consuming TikTok. I think my last analytics said that I spent 6 hours a week on TikTok, which is ridiculous. And I'm like, what am I doing with my life?
Bro, that's a long time. Like, either you're taking really long shits and you're just scrolling, or I don't know what you're doing, man.
It's definitely I'm taking the really long shits. Because that, man, let's be honest, that's where TikTok gets consumed the most. There needs to be some statistical study done on this, because TikTok and toilet seats go hand in hand, man. But yeah, so I was definitely consuming a lot of TikTok, but I didn't really feel the motivation to actually make TikToks. But that's going to change this year. I know I'm saying it again, but I'm not going to do one TikTok a day, but I am going to do a lot more TikToks. I'm planning to at least triple, quadruple the amount of TikToks I did last year. But yeah, follow me on TikTok, by the way, guys, at JD Kicks. A lot more content coming this year. And the other two resolutions I had was, first of all, buy sneakers from at least three new brands that I didn't own already. And this one I can say I definitely successfully accomplished, and it was probably the most fun sneaker journey I had last year. So first of all, with Adidas, I did own some Yeezys, but I didn't really own any mainline Adidas sneakers. I did cop myself, actually the most money I ever spent on a shoe was the 650 euros I spent on my Gucci Gazelles, which I don't regret at all, because every time I look at that shoe, I'm like, God damn, that colorway is gorgeous. And I love those shoes. I don't regret that at all. It brings me definitely 650 euros worth of happiness. I also picked up some Sambas. I picked up the Adidas Response CL. Great pair. Shout out to Bad Bunny for that collab. So not only Adidas, definitely went into the Gorp Core world with Salomon. Picked up the ACS Pro Advance, which was one of my favorite sneakers from last year. Also picked up a couple of XT6 colorways. And it's nice to see that Salomon's also getting a lot of recognition now over across the pond in North America. People who I see typically wearing Dunks and Jordans, they're now moving over to Salomon out of all sneakers. So that's kind of nice to see. There was Salomon, there was Adidas, there was also Asics, the EX89, like I said, and also just the Jounds as well. Picked those up. Also Crocs, with the Salehe Crocs. I didn't expect to wear Crocs at all last year, but shout out to Salehe, man, because those Crocs, definitely I like them a lot more than the normal Crocs. I think I tried out a bunch of different brands, and this resolution we're going to talk about a little bit later, it is going to continue in 2023 as well. And then my final resolution was, I am not going to buy any Jordan 1s in 2022. And this one, I almost accomplished it. So I only bought one pair of Jordan 1s that I added to my collection last year. That was the Lost and Founds. Now, I had no idea at the time of recording last year's episode that the Chicagos would be coming back, because I always wanted to own that pair. So if I had known, I wouldn't have even made that resolution, because I knew I would definitely buy it. But I'm glad to say I didn't buy any other Jordan 1s last year for myself. I only bought the Jordan 1 Lost and Found. So kind of was successful with that resolution as well. But yeah, should we move into our New Year's resolutions for 2023?
Let's do it. I can start. But before I do, I want to say I'm proud of you for the exploring new brands resolution. I know we talked about it a lot last year on various episodes, and I mentioned it a few times. But it's also funny looking back, like together we had five resolutions and we really only stuck with one, really, you know? And so that's a 20% hit rate. Let's see if 2023 can be better than that. So my sneaker resolutions for 2023, aka 2020 me is I've got three, and the first one is going to be a 1A and a 1B. So 1A is, I want to limit myself to 6 new releases this year. That means one every 2 months, because I realized that last year in 2022, I bought a lot of shoes and I bought a lot of new stuff. And I bought a lot of stuff that I liked, but I also had a few releases where I regret buying them when I had them in hand. And yeah, I want to avoid that. I want to really be a lot more conscious about what I get. And so I'm putting a hard cap on this at 6 new releases for this year. Because
Was there any sneaker last year that you really wanted to buy? You said you had some regrets. What was like your biggest regretful purchase from last year?
My biggest regretful purchase was the Sponge Converse, a cold wall sponge, because
alien shoes.
I love the way it looks, but a size 9 is not a big shoe. It's an average size shoe, but the size 9 in this shoe looks like a size 15. It's massive. Like, it's just clown shoe city over here. So I couldn't wear it. I tried to several times. And then my wife was like, bro, I'm not going outside with you if you're wearing those. I was like, you know what? You're right. Actually, these are fucking terrible. Not terrible, just too big. So I do regret those. And so that's why hard cap, 6 new releases. I might give myself a little bit of wiggle room in terms of like buying something to trade for something else. You know what I mean? But in terms of sneakers that I keep, 6 hard cap new releases. So that's 1A. And then 1B is the flip side of that, is to really focus on older releases, stuff that I missed out on, secondhand shoes, worn pairs off Grailed or whatever, even Goat, because there's stuff that I've wanted that I didn't get. And, you know, I feel like we're always moving forward, 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 and looking forward, 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 and forgetting the stuff that happened that was actually good, right? We get something, we look at it, we're like, oh, this is dope, put it away, and then we're on to the next release. And I want to combat that a little bit by focusing more on the past. So that's my big resolution for next year. And then slightly related to that, I want to focus on my closet and really nail down a style, because I feel like my wardrobe is all over the place. You know, I've got like, I don't know, baggy pants. I've got skinny jeans. I've got flowy Issey Miyake en plissé pants. I've got graphic t-shirts. I've got basic Uniqlo t-shirts. I've got jackets. I've got puffers. I've got button-up shirts. I've got corduroy. So like, it's really all over the place. And I really want to like analyze my closet, get rid of the stuff that really isn't me, and focus on what do I actually wear? And then just get nice versions of that. And even if it's like this, like 5 really nice black t-shirts, then I'm going to do that. So that's another one. And then like a small personal one is I want to write about sneakers again. I miss that. Obviously, having left Highsnobiety a year ago now, I just want to get back into writing, blogging, whether it's, you know, for myself or for blogs out there on a freelance basis. So if anyone's listening to this and wants to pay me to write, please do so. But yeah, that's just a little personal one that I have there. So I guess 3.5 or, you know, 4 resolutions for this year that I am very much hoping I can fulfill better than I did last year.
Yeah, I gotta say, I like your resolutions a lot. I think you're setting up yourself a failure, to be honest, with the limiting yourself to 6 new releases this year. That's tough, man. 6 in a whole year.
But I mean, I'm gone for 3 months, right? So I'm probably not going to cop anything in Thailand. So that's already, true. I didn't get anything in January. So, I mean, the Soulbox ones was a gift. So I'm not going to count gifts, right? Just stuff that I buy for myself and spend money on. So that's already 4 months of the year down. Really it's 6 pairs of shoes in 8 months, which should be doable.
Okay. Well, we'll find out next year when we look back at our resolutions.
Definitely.
I also really like your resolutions about nailing a style. I feel like a lot of people don't do that enough and just, just try out whatever's trending. I think like it's really important to just nail your own style. That way you find yourself not even spending that much money on clothes, because you know exactly what looks good on you, what fits you. That's the main thing, actually. Does it fit you, your body type, well? I think that's a great resolution. I feel like everyone should try doing that, focusing on having their own style. I think if you guys watch YouTube, Frugal Aesthetic, he put out a really great video on this, on how to nail your personal style. So go check that one out. But yeah, as far as resolutions for me, So my resolution last year was to try out new brands, and I'm going to continue that this year. I want to try out even more brands that I've never worn before. A couple that I've particularly have my eyes on is, first of all, Hoka. So Hoka, this is a brand that I think maybe because I live in Germany, I keep seeing them all the time, but they're very popular here. And there's some of these sneakers, honestly, they look super fire. And specifically, there's like the Hoka 1-1, which I'm just looking at that midsole, and it looks so thick and so soft. It looks like a pillow. And I just kind of want to feel them. I'm like, I just want to wear them. They look great. So definitely Hoka is a brand I will be buying at least one pair from this year. Another one is Oakley, which is kind of weird. I didn't even, first of all, know Oakley made sneakers, but then I just kept seeing them pop up on my, I guess, my TikTok feed, my Instagram feed. And I had a look on their site. I'm like, oh, wow, these guys actually make sneakers. I only own Oakley sunglasses. I didn't even know they made sneakers. And some of them are super interesting looking because they have like a very high-end fashion type of vibe to it. And but yet at the same time, they're not ridiculously priced like a high fashion brand. So I'm interested in getting some Oakley sneakers. I think one pair in particular is called the Oakley Factory, which I have my eyes on. So yeah, Oakley, Hoka, another brand finally is ASICS. So I kind of got into ASICS last year with the EX89, but not really much more than that. I was pretty negative on my review of the Jound ASICS pair because I just thought it looked like every other ASICS. And typically ASICS, like the 90s runners type of shoes that they've had in the past, hasn't really been, I've never really been too keen on them, at least for my personal style. But I'm looking to change that this year. I'm looking to buy some general release ASICS pairs, put them as part of my wardrobe, as part of my collection, and just try to rock them with different type of fits. I'm excited to do that because ASICS pairs, honestly, they're so comfortable and they're really affordably priced. And a lot of them, the general release colorways, I think look great. So so that's resolution number one, continue trying out more sneaker brands. And moving on to number two, you already mentioned that you're trying to nail your style this year, improve your wardrobe. I'm trying to do something similar. What I'm trying to do is I'm trying to smarten up my fashion sense a little bit this year. So I've mainly, if you guys, you know, follow me on Instagram, you know, I'm just rocking streetwear all the time. Different cargo pants, hoodies, sweaters, baggy stuff. This year, I want to smarten up my fashion sense a little bit. And in order to do this, the first thing I need to do is I want to buy myself a nice pair of black loafers. I don't own any dress shoes at all in my house. I literally only wear sneakers. I don't even wear boots. I just wear sneakers. So I want to change that this year. I want to smarten up my fashion sense a little bit. And the first thing I'm going to do is get myself a pair of loafers. I have my eyes on this Doc Martens pair. Forget the name of it, but they look really nice and they're pretty affordable. So definitely look for me to buy a pair of, at least one pair of loafers this year. Another resolution number three is that last year I said I wouldn't be buying any more Jordan 1s this year. I am going to increase that list by a lot for 2023. So these are the shoes that I will not be buying for myself, at least this year. Jordan 1s, except the Union Jordan 1s. Those are supposed to be dropping later this year. So I'm definitely going to be getting myself the Unions, but besides the Unions, no other Jordan 1s are going to be added to my personal collection this year. Secondly, Nike Dunks. I love Dunks. It's not that I don't like Dunks. I just have a lot of them. I was looking at my, collection of 60 or so, and there's a lot of Dunks, man. There's a lot of Dunks in the collection, so I feel like I really don't need more Dunks. So no more Dunks at all going to be added this year. Next, New Balance. So as much as I love New Balance, I feel like over the last 3 years, I've really bought way too many New Balance. And the pairs that I want to completely stop buying this year are 2002 Rs and 990s. All 990s, whether it be 990 V1, V2, V3, it doesn't matter. I feel like I just have way too many 990s. Especially last year, I got so many of those Teddy Santis pairs. I added the Jounds to my collection. So I feel like I have a lot of 990 V3s especially. And I think I'm kind of... I feel like I'm kind of good on that silhouette right now. So yeah, no more New Balance 2002 Rs or 990s. And then finally, Adidas announced that they are going to be dropping their, I guess, Adidas Yeezys. They're basically Yeezys minus the Yeezy branding. I definitely will not be buying any of those for my personal collection, simply because I think it's pretty lame what Adidas is doing, to be completely honest with you. They got rid of Kanye, but they're continuing to sell his shoes minus the branding. I find it pretty lame, and I'm not going to be participating in purchasing any of these sneakers. So those are, that's my third. And the fourth resolution, and this one is more for the podcast. I definitely am excited about having guests on the pod for the remainder of 2023. Especially, I know you're going to be away on your vacation. I don't want to be ringing you up in Bangkok, being, you know, with the time difference. I don't even know. What's the time difference, by the way? Like 10 hours?
No, it's 6 hours ahead. So basically when it's when it's noon here, it's 6 p.m. there.
Okay. Well, yeah, there's too much of a time difference. So definitely we'll be trying to get some guests on the pod for 2023. So shout out to all of you listeners for sticking with us. And we got some big things coming up definitely this year. So yeah, those are my four. Both of us have four resolutions this year. So
yeah,
let's see if we can stick with them.
I think yours are pretty decent too. I think the first two, you'll definitely be able to master. I have the biggest doubt for you on number three. I mean, I know you already made an exception for the Jordan 1s, but Nike Dunks, 2002 Rs, 990s, and I don't know about Adidas Yeezys. I think the New Balances will be the hardest ones for you, but I think that's what New Year's resolutions are all about, right? To challenge yourself and to figure out, you know, to really change something that you want to change about yourself, and it's not supposed to be easy. So I am very, very intrigued.
Yeah, let's see. Let's see what happens. And by the way, listeners, drop us a line too. Let us know what kind of resolutions are you making. Any kind of sneaker resolutions this year. I'm very interested to hear from you guys as well. Let's get into upcoming drops for the next couple of weeks. Usually the year always starts off very, very slow. And actually, by the way, speaking of upcoming drops, I believe we read a story that Nike and Adidas are both going to be dramatically cutting back on their production this year as far as the number of releases that will be dropping on a weekly, on a monthly basis. So expect fewer releases, which should help us actually accomplish some of our sneaker resolutions for this year.
That's true.
So yeah, that definitely, I guess, a bit of a positive. Yeah, let's just get into upcoming drops. Pretty slow start to the year, I should say. So not too many super hyped releases, but we can get into them. On January the 13th, we have the Aimé Leon Dore New Balance Urane boot. I'm not too certain about this. I don't know if we can even talk about the shoe, because is it really even a sneaker? It seems like much more of a construction type boot. I don't even know how to explain this sneaker, but like what are your thoughts on it?
It's like a hiking inspired boot, you know. It's very Aimé Leon Dore in terms of the colorway and the direction they're moving in with their, you know, textile garments. But yeah, it's definitely not a sneaker. It is a New Balance shoe though, so it's interesting to see. It's something different. So if you're looking for something that's, you know, not your usual 990, whatever, 2002 R, then definitely take a look at that. Then also on January 13th, so AKA today, if you're listening to the podcast on the day that it drops, we have the Mizuno Wave Rider 10 in 3 very tasty colorways, Papyrus, Ultimate Gray, and Silver Birch. 3 very, very nice colorways of a very nice and comfortable shoe. Then also on January 13th, we've got the Adidas Stan Smith Recon, which is basically your classic Stan Smith with a different kind of sole. Also kind of hard to describe. It's a little bit bulkier, but it's pretty cool, I would say. So definitely check that out if you're into Stan Smiths, but also don't want the Stan Smith that like 9,000 million trillion other people in this world have.
Oh, and also those Adidas, I believe they're called the Adi Foam Superstars. They're supposed to be dropping on January the 16th. It's kind of like a slip-on sneaker of a Adidas Superstar, and it doesn't have any laces on it. And I'm not sure what is it made of. Okay, so it's made of Adi Foam, which I guess is some type of foam. It doesn't say here what exactly the material is, but it's a pretty weird looking sneaker. It looks very bulky. I haven't seen pictures of them on feet yet, but those are dropping on January the 16th. January the 14th, we're going to be having the first Jordan 1 to drop this year, the True Blue colorway. Those will be retailing for $180. On January the 14th, also the Jordan 5 Dunk on Mars, a all red colorway of the Jordan 5 for fans of that model. And then we got on January the 17th, the second colorway of one of your favorite collabs, the Slam Jam Air Force Ones. You love the white version. Well, if you wanted to rob a bank in them, there's also going to be the triple black version of the Slam Jam Air Force One dropping on the 17th. Then on the 19th, once again, man, the Panda Dunks will be restocking. For those of you who missed out, I doubt that any of you have missed out by now. But yeah, Panda Dunks once again dropping in full family sizing on January the 19th. And finally, we saw Nike already bring back the Silver Bullet Air Max 97s a few weeks ago. Well, now the Golden Bullet will be dropping on the 26th for fans of that shoe. Two of the best colorways ever of the Air Max 97, and now we're getting the Golden version on January the 26th. And that's pretty much it. That wraps up all the upcoming drops, and that wraps up this week's episode of the Kickback Pod. Once again, man, love doing the pod. And just a big, big thank you to all our listeners for... We're moving into year number 3 now of the pod. So that's pretty awesome. That's pretty, pretty awesome. And shout out to everyone that listens in every single time we drop. Myself, JD, signing out. We will catch you guys in the next pod. Peace.
Yeah, also for me, thanks for listening. Always fun doing this with you, JD, but also fun because of the listeners and the engagement we get on socials. Yeah, see you guys next time. Peace.